everybody. We're all very sad teens tonight. Welcome to UBW, everybody. My name is Grant Montague. Welcome to the 1-9 Ballroom. This is the third stage I've been on in 20 hours with microphones in my face. The place I was at last night is this nice, cute place called Iota. It's in Arlington, Virginia. It's a very cute place. It's a very cute... Don't Sean Gray this up, Major Jervis. Iota is a very cute place. They have Christmas lights and people eating food on like white porcelain plates. It's a thing, you know, it's okay. And it was fine. And I was paid to host a show. That's why I said yes. Here's the thing. The guy that asked me to do the show, I really like him. He's a good guy. His name is Jason Mendelson. He'll be playing the show soon. He said, hey, could you make the show a little less awkward? We have 8 bands that are going to play tonight. I go, all right. Does it pay? Yeah, of course. I'm there. Yes, let's do it. So I show up, and then I find out that the show is all bands covering albums from 1991. It's called Classic Albums 1991. The headliner is this really good blues guy, and he's in the Virginia Blues Hall of Fame. That's a thing. He's in it. And they played a Buddy Guy album, and it was awesome. He was awesome. Friend of the show, Johnny Gray, played Soundgarden songs. He played 2 songs from Soundgarden, Bad Motor Finger. And they were all right. Like, I liked Johnny. He was good. Friend of the show, Adrian Krakowski, played. He played some Bonnie Raitt tunes. He played the 2 Bonnie Raitt songs that I know because those are the only songs my mother actually physically owned. She owned like a single of I Can't Make You Love Me in 1991. The only reason she owned that single is because I would demand to go to the record store, but because we didn't have music in the house, I didn't know what to buy ever. So my first single was C.C. Peniston's Finally. Which has actually informed a lot of my life. I think it's why I'm a big fan of Drag Race. That's just true. It's a true fact. And then there were some other acts. There was an act that covered Spin Doctor's Pocket Full of Kryptonite. By choice! These are by choice! They get to pick their albums, and that's what they did. Somebody did that. Band did U2. And did Octune Baby by U2. It's a fine album. And then there was some more guys. There was this one guy that played Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend. And that was it was great. That's a great album, and they played really well. And there were 7 of them. 7 of them on a stage. All between the ages of 40 and deaf. Just Matthew Sweet it out. A lot of demands from that band. I didn't say this to his face because I was deathly afraid of him. Looks exactly like a professor. Quick side note, my second fifth single was Hammer's Adam's Family Groove. Not as many people know that because it's on the second Adam's Family film. Some might say better film. Sally Jesse Raphael's a cameo. He decided that everything I said into the microphone was wrong. For example, when I said, Iggy Pop's the best, he goes, no, he's not! And that's not true, because he is the best. It's a fact that Iggy Pop is the best. When I said that the critic from the Boston Globe didn't get fired for writing a bad review about Nirvana's Nevermind, oh my god, this other band played Nirvana's Nevermind, I wanted to fucking kill myself, get it? He screamed out, he retired! Like that matters. Like this. And to close their set, the Matthew Sweet band, I know they're going to listen to this too, so it's great. They did their typical t-shirt club. We just played a great set. We have white t-shirts for sale. They're $30. We have black t-shirts for sale. They're $35. Here's the joke. If you want to buy the drummer's t-shirt, $40. He's wearing it now. Okay. They're Cafe Press t-shirts. Like, it came in a box that still said Cafe Press on it. The kids at home. Cafe Press is this, like, stupid site that you should never use for merchandise because it means you really don't care about your product. And you put a logo, you send a JPEG or a gift to them, and they overcharge you for t-shirts, and then you have other t-shirts you'll never sell. And you just look at the process. So that was my first show, and then for 20 years of my life. 2 hours ago. I was at the tennis center. I got to introduce a band at the tennis center, and then left directly after introducing the band to come here. Which is weird, because yes, we have maybe 1/400 of the crowd of the people that we're talking to, but I'm in heaven a lot more fun with people. That's not a joke, I just said, ooh, that's weird. Here's my problem, here's how I know I'm not ready for the big stage, the family-friendly stage. I had a simple job, I was just going to do 5 minutes on the top of the show, introducing the band, explaining to the county center, is maybe make some jokes, talk about this show, talk about this organization called Listen Moment First. And then I do about 2 minutes about if you are in a Walmart, that is technically a local store, therefore the meaning of local means nothing. Why did I do that? I have no idea. I'm not pro Walmart. I'm thinking out loud in the most inappropriate situations. So that's what this show is. Now I'm here with you, and we've caught up. I'm a good, fun dude. Probably because my favorite co-host is here, but more importantly, my favorite co-host band is here. We actually have great guests tonight. We have a great co-host, but I want to ignore all that for one quick second. This band that's about to play, when I think of classic albums from 1991, when I think of $35 Cafe Press t-shirts, which are for sale, sign up for a man, we'll send it back. We're not on Bandcamp because we're old and don't know how to use computers. I think of this band. This band means so much to me. I've gone through a lot of hard times recently. I go to movie theaters, I'm scared. I'm just scared. And I think of the Olympics, I think I'm old. I think of food, I think I'm fat. I think of booze, I think I'm happy. It's not good. But this band puts it all in perspective for me. They play original songs. And not only do they play original songs, they play songs that like speak to the good parts of me. You know? And those are the good parts that matter. The working parts. They're the oil on my things where you put the oil of the thing in. Joints. They put oil on my joints. I just think that tonight, I can't hide my enthusiasm for this one particular band. Fan for years. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Jen Tisdale Bernhard Jr. First of all, thank you. I really appreciate. We had this band last week. This band called Incubus. We got Incubus to come here.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed. They said we took the jet here. I go, that's okay. You seem like nice men. Not my cup of tea. Next week, I got this band coming up, and I was so worried you guys weren't going to show, but they showed up. And boy, is my heart full right now. So thank you guys. I appreciate it. We'll be here all night. Jen Tisdale, here's you. Jen Tisdale, how are you?
I'm here in many incarnations, apparently.
You're the co-host of the show.
I am, yeah.
That means you're my stage wife when we're on the stage.
That's right.
As my stage wife, you have certain responsibilities.
Oh, okay.
And I have certain responsibilities to you.
All right.
I think our marriage on stage is sacred, and I don't want to mess it up. Now, before I give you any advice.
Yeah, but you and I both have a talk today. That's our thing. So we should probably just keep fucking shit up.
Okay.
Anything?
But how can we fuck shit up?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Do you want me to tell you how I could mess everything up right now?
Yes, I do.
Fine.
Okay, go.
I will call you 67 times in a row. Even if you don't want to talk to me. I've done that.
Okay, don't do that, lady. Don't do that. You know, we're only together while we're on stage, right? Like, don't ever actually get to do that.
I'm going to do that to you.
Don't do that.
Well, you just invited it vampire style in your life. I'll do it.
Last week we talked about the Red Fest, Jen.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've invited a lot of people here.
And goodbye to the entire room.
But they're actually going to come and not argue and be weird about it.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was.
I understand. When are you going to the Red Fest?
Well, everyone at the Maryland Renaissance Festival begins the last weekend of August. It goes through the last weekend of October.
Okay. Oh! 2 months long.
2 months of the 16th century-ish. Like, real liberal with the 16th century. Real fucking liberal.
If you accomplish one thing at this year's Run Fest, what do you hope that is?
I'd love to not cry.
Do you cry?
I got a little drug in them all. You know, some extra or something like that. No, I don't know. I've worked there. I've not worked there. I've done all that you can do. I've been like the army of the Red Fest. I've been all I can be. But we have to go the month of September because a friend of mine is there performing. He's performing there with the weekends.
What is he doing?
He's in a group called the London Brokers, and they that alone just roped everybody.
What kind of group are the ones?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to start off with the thing that's going to make you go no, and then I'll end up with the thing that's going to make you go no. They juggle. No.
Yes. Oh no.
No, but they juggle with scary things like my emotions. No, they juggle and then with their.
Really quick, why isn't that your actual last
name? What? That's my Renfro song. It's jovial.
So for 2 months in the year,
jovial and like,
you have a
like bubonic plague.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, plague.
That laugh is very dated.
but their jokes are sort of modernized, so it's like they're that thing where you're like, Renfest, Nikes, you know? Like, hey, you breaking the fourth wall, guy? But they're so, so funny. And I want them to actually, one of them does stand-up, and I want them to actually come and do stand-up at one of your shows.
What's his name?
His name's Duncan Pace.
Duncan Pace. Keep an eye out
for
Duncan Pace.
If anybody wants to ever go to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, I'm your dad. We got one volunteer.
That's all you need. All you need is one.
If I could just touch one person with dysentery.
Hold on. Edit point. Is that through us, or is that?
What is that noise, yeah?
Does it sound like hell is escaping right now, or anybody else? Is it through us?
Yeah, shit.
Wow. Do you hear it? Alright, we're good. So we just live with hell now. Okay, that's
great. Wait, what was that one movie with Sam Shepard?
Thank you.
In the Mouth of Madness. That's where we are right now. In the
that's
Mouth
a reference. Madness.
That's why I am single. Freddy Krueger. Hashtag Freddy Krueger.
Hashtag. Coming to the stage, our first guest might go to Renfest with you.
She will definitely go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for DC's finest, Mary Alice Curry. Mary, before we begin our interview, what did you think of the songs of Jen Tisdale and Hart Jr.?
I thought they were pretty awesome.
I agree completely.
Pretty good, especially since we're only using two drums over there.
That's all they need. That's all they need. Life gives you four wheels sometimes. You just gotta do what you do with it. You know what I mean?
Because everyone else is dead.
I got a rich one.
That's the two drum rim shot.
Okay, Mary Alice. First of all, you look very lovely tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you for dressing up.
I wish this was always dressed up for podcasts.
I know that was somewhat insulting to say that you need to dress up for podcasts, but I think it's important that we have some sort of structure in our lives. There's absolutely nothing wrong with looking our finest. It looks very good. Your makeup is very good. Your dress is flowing. It's a summer outfit meant for the entire evening. It seems like you have a big night ahead of you.
Well, I do now because really excited.
Will you go to Renfest with Jen Tisdale?
Yes.
Okay, you
Mary, can Mary Alice was the first person to say yes. Might I add the only one? But I assume that everyone I know will follow suit.
I still have the dried flower wreaths that my mom got us from the first Renfest.
Oh, you've been to Renfest?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did I tell you a weird thing that happened at Renfest? Two weird things happened at Renfest. One, devil horns. Two, vampire teeth. None of those things have anything to do with the actual Red Fest. But people wear vampire teeth at the Red Fest. Like, that's a thing that happened in history.
Barry, have you seen these?
I don't remember that. I mean,
okay, so did they really happen?
I was a kid.
I worked there.
Have you been there as an adult?
Yeah.
Would you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Moving on. Mary Alice, you studied acting in college, is this correct? Weren't you trying to be an actress?
I started off doing acting in college, yeah.
Yeah.
And then switched majors.
To French.
Which is cool. Yeah, I saw Mary Alice perform a lovely song in French not too long ago. Yeah.
Because you were a fan of music here. Or were you just performing in French?
In French.
All the time now.
What was the storytelling show?
This was.
I'm lost her.
There was a story. No, that was because it was Bastille Day. And then I did another French performance. Just for fun. Just because.
Good.
Can you speak French? I do speak French. Can I hear something? I know it's annoying.
Say something in French.
Okay.
Say in French.
You'd say something in French, but not that.
Qu'est-ce que tu veux que je te dise?
Je vais te parler en français. Je vais te parler en français. Ça va être bizarre.
That's hilarious. You're one of the funniest French lady I've ever met. That's amazing. Barry, how do we know each other?
That's gross.
Is just the French language is gross? Oh, that joke was gross. You should apologize like Todd.
Oh, right. So like, apologize like Kristen Stewart. Her apology meant way more.
Oh.
It worked it out, so it worked. Right?
It worked it out?
Nope, they are not together. She is a slut. And I know what that is now. So go ahead.
I'm lost. Mary, how do we know each other?
How do we know each other?
Yeah, let's figure this out.
Ooh, 6 degrees of Kevin.
We're on the stage talking, so that's over. We're at one. We're at 1 degree right now.
I know. It's Scott Schrake.
Is that how we met?
That's Schrake recommended the show.
So Schrake recommended you to do my show at the Looking Glass. And that's how we met.
That's how we met, too. The very first time Mary Alice did stand-up, I was also on the Looking Glass Lounge.
Cool.
Yeah, I was there. And we all met at that same time.
And now we can retire.
And this is what it's like when worlds collide. Powerman 5000.
Woo!
Thank you. Yeah. And also, he recommended you to be on my show.
Ah, how?
Yeah, sure.
How is that show going?
Well, we're taking a brief hiatus.
What is the show?
Well, I host a weekly events webcast. Live 365 DC. Yeah. 365 DC. With my co-host, Andrew Bucket. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Brandon and I might be in love with him.
Well, last week he was referred to by Sean Gray as DC's clown.
I prefer his Twitter bio, like an angry little baby.
DC's clown sounds way more respectable, sir. This is getting weird. Okay, so, you propose it. You want to make this go off.
Yeah.
Monday.
Exactly.
It's
Mondays. It's around 6 p.m. We talk about stuff on NBC. It's very important. And I don't know half of it. I don't know where you guys get your information. I think it's not cool. The funny thing is I just get the information from either friends who tell me what to talk about or just like events.
Or Facebook.
I only go to Facebook events for my knowledge.
Right.
Or just like friend, like events aggregates. That just do the exact same thing I'm doing, so it's all really just incestuous. There's nothing
like,
new.
Like who?
There's nothing like, innovative or interesting.
Why are you doing this though?
Because it's really fun to have the DC like comedians and storytellers come on the show and talk about what they do. That's really fun.
Is it?
Yes.
Because then when we get on the show, yeah. We talk about comedy. Like when Brandon and I were on the show together, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but all
we
hijacked it, and we're like, everything is comedy, sorry, art. Like, art, go fuck yourself. Comedy. There was probably some wonderful art thing happening that day, and I couldn't care less about it. Couldn't care less.
That's totally
fine. You guys are a painter.
So you do the webcast on Mondays.
Yeah.
But you also were recently in a play.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Indeed. I did this play in Baltimore. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. It was with the EMP Collective.
Wait, Jen, really quick, did you say you?
I just said it in Baltimore.
And she thought you said who. Okay, fair enough.
No, I thought you said who. I'm like you in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It was in a scary, what I thought was a scary part of town, and in Baltimore presenting in front of the
what part of town was it?
It was right by the Bromo Seltzer Tower. It was like Camden Yards.
Oh, yeah, nearby.
It was in Arabian, so. But the play was really cool.
What was the play?
It was about rabbits. It was called A Brief Narrative of an Extraordinary Birth of Rabbits.
What did you do in the play?
I played this lady named Kitty, who's really angry because she can't conceive children.
And you, like, swear or something?
Yeah.
So you actually, like, acted because you're not like that.
Yeah, totally.
You are a lady.
I am.
You are?
Lady. No, you are really
a lady. I'm over here fucking
you
fucking
see.
I just burped into my mouth.
I mean, let's, to be fair.
To be
hair, I did too. And also, you've seen my temper. I do have one.
We're gonna talk about it.
But I don't usually swear. It's true that I do not usually swear.
What, are we trying to temper now or what? What are you doing? Why do you have a temper? What's the problem?
Sometimes I yell at people and excommunicate them. It was wonderful. It was the most wonderful
thing. You were
there. I was there. We were playing a game. It was lighthearted and wonderful. And then the next thing I know, people have been banned from houses, and then they were like, don't wear those clothes anymore. You look fat in them. And I was just, hey, I did not say that. Sort of. And then I said,
I sat there
because I had been up for 48 hours in a
row. Wait, why were you up for 48 hours in a row?
Really?
Okay.
So everything was like, my filter is a little off, and I'm like, what's happening? I just need to drink more. This is and now we're here we are. And then Andrew Bucket starts going, anyway, you know what I want to talk about? Let's talk about karaoke. Bring it back into something important instead of us gossiping about our friends.
Yeah,
let's talk about real things like karaoke.
That's
pretty cool.
But you actually are a karaoke nut.
I'm a nut.
How often do you go up?
Oh man, every day.
Seriously?
Every night.
No. Okay, once, maybe twice a week. That's a lot for people who don't do stuff.
Yeah. No, the amount of time that I've devoted in my life to karaoke is probably...
That's wonderful.
I could be like...
You could be someone who sings professionally, but for real.
I could be like one of Oscar Pistorius' Blade Runner children. I could be at least as good as one of the Paralympic 13-year-olds. If I had just devoted this from running.
No, wait.
Explain yourself out of that. If you sang more karaoke, you'd be as good as a paralyzed 13-year-old.
No. If I devoted the hours in dank, stinky, disgusting bars behind a microphone, or worse, waiting
like right
to get
now.
To the microphone, that if I had actually devoted that to a sport.
You left a lot of the parts of the analogy out.
You just said
if you do more karaoke, you turn into an autistic child.
Yeah. I'm not good at that.
I see what you're saying. Like, if I cared about comedy as much as I care about Facebook or Twitter, I'd be so good at comedy.
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly. I could be halfway fluent in Mandarin or something.
But you're fluent in French.
Yeah.
That's kind of halfway fluent to Mandarin.
Lovely language.
I do like to learn.
Did you guys win something? I read about you in Washington Post.
Yeah, we did. We won second place.
So you didn't really win. You didn't win first.
Well, second place is
what,
first.
What
second
place in what?
Second out of the entire, like, 30 teams or so in the karaoke, district karaoke, citywide championship.
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We got written up in the Washington Post, not just, like, going out guide, like, here's a calendar page, but like, somebody was sent there with a videographer and, like, a reporter.
Yeah, I was saying some Madonna. She was dressed like Madonna.
I sang Madonna. I got a drag queen to do my makeup professionally.
Wait, so you're like losing money on this?
Oh, yeah. Deep money.
Deep. This is weird.
It's weird. No. But I do actually, like, work in karaoke too. It's a really weird lens with which to see the world. The karaoke lens. You learn a lot about people.
Like what?
Like what kind of music they like.
I can tell there are types. Like, I can tell by looking at people what they're going to do when they get out
okay,
there.
Okay, what would Brandon do?
Brandon wouldn't get out there. But if he did.
You nailed it.
What would Jesus do? No. What would I do?
You would get up there, and because your friends made you, you'd be really sheepish. You'd think that, like, you'd be, like, tugging your skirt down even though you looked really hot. And you'd get up there, and you would nail it. But then you'd be like, oh, that sucks.
I have no
love.
Am
I right?
I have no love. All right.
That's exactly what you did.
Describe yourself.
Me? I'm one of those, like, obvious over karaoke
girls. You're a theater girl.
Yeah. And I get up there, and I'm just like, no! Nailed it! Because I practiced 5 times in the mirror.
Okay, so you practice before you go out.
Yes.
Will you let anybody else pick the songs?
Yeah. I will do karaoke roulette because now I have quite an arsenal.
I like how you turned roulette to something positive. You're not just killing yourself.
The last few times we did karaoke, I did Nancy Sinatra. And I did Limp Bizkit's. What was it?
All their songs sound the same.
No, they don't. Nobody sounds different.
Was it chocolate, hot dog, starfish, booger, hot dog,
it was booger,
sugar,
booger sound.
Starfish and chocolate?
No, I think it was either Break Something or Nookie. Yeah, we get it. Don't recall our dance. I was in that band. I was the DJ.
You were Lynn.
I was the DJ. I was 14. I was very talented. I played Woodstock 99. I was in Woodstock. It was a dirty scene, man.
I actually really liked this song, Nookie, and I bought that album.
We all, I mean,
holy shit.
You know what? I just want to say thank you. That put a down payment on a house for me, so thank you. So that's why when I go do the karaoke, I do Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
myself.
It's a little
and I get a little, that's a nickel for me.
Yeah.
That's another nickel for me.
It's so
like
essentially you get a nickel back.
Yeah. And we tore the nickel back. Make fun of them all you want. Good guy. Chad, you know my back.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Chad, you know what? Chad's got a sweet nose ring. You know? Make fun of it all you want. I think it looks
that
cool,
man.
That
guy's got a belly ring. I bet my life on it.
So what? Don't talk about Chad like that. We're tight. Listen, I don't go around making fun of your friends.
I have no friends.
Can I tell you my karaoke song?
Yeah.
Tell them about they are Joan Jett, I Made Myself, or Lovingham. That's everyone. David, thank you.
No, you don't have to date these people you hate.
Which comes first? Like, do I need them after to date them, or do I need them because they hate them?
It goes love and marriage.
Chicken and egg, chicken and egg question.
Mama.
Just look.
Mama.
And then I like Melissa
Etheridge. Come to the window.
No, not that one. The other one.
The other one.
I'm the other one. And I like Sweet Child of Mine. If you guys can play any.
You've never sounded more white trash just by your songs.
Wait, hold on.
Because you're not white trash. You're not white trash. Even though you're going to Red Fest by choice.
That's not white trash. That's not white trash.
It's like higher end white trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Like white recycling.
And I also like to do Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Whoa.
All right.
Poorly.
Didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Mary Osmond from the show along.
Thank you for doing this.
Sure we've talked about nothing more fun than talking about.
Oh,
I'm really glad that we didn't talk about the one thing Dan wanted to talk about. Time for plugs. Where can people see you? Where should people follow you, etc.?
You should follow me on the Twitters at MattFelicious. Just look me up, Mary Alice Corina, if you can't handle MattFelicious. Yeah, sure. And if you go to 365 Things to Do in DC on Facebook, like us, and then you'll see where to find the live stream.
Thank you, Mary
Alice. Thank you.
Mary Alice Correa. Jen Tisdale, and my junior. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jen Fitzgerald.
We just accepted the band. It was too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to stage is a very funny comic. Give me your ears, give me your eyes. He's very smart too, and he makes me feel very dumb and way more manly. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Monty Litwick, everybody. Monty! This is the portion of the show where I talk about my manly beard. The truth is, I grew this beard originally for religious purposes, because I'm devoutly lazy. But recently I really want to shave it, but I can't, because it's gotten so thick that the sunlight can't penetrate it. So what looks weirder, a giant beard or tan line beard? How do you explain that in a job interview? I've been wearing a lot of scarves lately. My last job was as a train robber. But you know how the economy's been to that. Yeah, not as many trains since the invention of the automobile. Damn you, Henry Ford. I actually have a GED, and I love telling people because it makes them uncomfortable. They're always like, hey, where did you graduate high school? And I say, I didn't. I have a GED. And then they're like, oh, okay. Well, good for you. But I can tell in their heads, they're like, this kid did a lot of drugs. And then sometimes they're brave enough to ask the follow-up question, where they're like, what did you do after that? And I'm like, I went to community college. And then they're like, that is consistent with the GED. And then what happened is I was actually really good at college and I ended up going on to grad school and stuff. So then sometimes they're like, did you do anything after that? You know, shoot some heroin or something? And I'm like, no, actually I'm a physicist now. And they're like, still on the drugs. Good for you. The GED is probably the easiest test I've ever taken. You guys know there's an exam to see if you're mentally disabled. It's the same test. There's actually a question on the GED that just asks, which of these vehicles is used to travel to space? Is it A, a space shuttle? B, a bicycle? Or C, a school bus? I'm not stupid, I watch PBS. It is a school bus. Specifically a magical one. That was every science question, I was just like, school bus, school bus. But there were other topics, right? But PBS got me through that whole test. They were like, who's the main character in Hamlet? And I was like, Wishbone. They asked me, who is the first person to travel around the world? Carmen Sandiego. And then I left a little note and said, these answers were made possible by the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. And by Juicy Juice. Okay. The truth is, I should have known the test was going to be easy when I walked in and it was just all teenage pregnant girls. Okay, I'm not saying they're stupid. They are just not good at multiple choice decisions. Not even difficult decisions. There are only two choices. A, have unprotected sex. B, don't. And she was like, let's go with A, because I've been answering B a lot. I don't think there'll be this many B's in a row. I mentioned that I do some physics now. I have a special job. I work at GW, and I teach a very unique class. It's physics for political science students. Do you know what it's like trying to teach physics to GW political science students?
It's impossible.
It's kind of like taking a cantaloupe and trying to throw it to the moon. It's not going to work, because the cantaloupe is fucking stupid. And you try to encourage the cantaloupe, but the cantaloupe's like, I don't need to do this, my dad's a congressman. Freaking trust fund cantaloupes. You know, if I'm a good teacher, I make my homeworks very relatable, you know. When I give out physics problems, they're like, you're driving down the highway at 60 miles an hour in your daddy's Mercedes. When suddenly, your car starts hydroplaning, not on water, but on Patron. Anyway, your car breaks down, but like, here's the physics. Like, physically, how many poor people do you think you could hire to like, tow your car away? This one's totally broken. There's one girl in my class who hates me. She came up to me and she was like, why do we have class every week? And I was like, because it's a weekly class. And she's like, well, it's ruining my life. So I said, oh, it's ruining your life? Then let me put something in perspective for you. Right now in Washington, D.C., 10,000 people have AIDS. And she's like, yeah, what's your point? So I said, my point is, you should sleep with all of them. And then you'll be like, this homework's not so bad. And she was like, you can't talk to me that way. I'm pre-law. I could sue you. So I said, first off, I can talk to you however I want because I hate this job. Second, do you think that being pre-law makes you better at suing people? Because it doesn't. It just means you're better at bragging about things you haven't done yet. Anybody can say they're pre-law. There's no accountability. Okay, just like I can be like, hey, everybody, I'm pre-astronaut. Nobody's going to check up on me to make sure I did that. Like, hey, you remember 10 years ago when you said you were going to go to space? Did you do that? I sure did. I majored in pre-astronaut at GW. It's a pretty major commitment. Flew the shit out of space. I had sex on Mars. It's very dry. I had these space condoms. Those are the worst. They're made of aluminum foil. They're lubricated with Tang. Hey, not too many people know about the spermicidal properties of Tang. But it's kicking the glass. Get too much into the science, okay? But if you have aluminum and Tang, which has citric acid, and you were to add a piece of copper, your penis would turn into a battery. Seriously. If you slap a space condom on your wiener, you power an alarm clock. You probably won't need it, because once there's electricity flowing through your penis, you're going to wake up. But did Bill Nye not cover this? What's wrong with you guys? You know what's the worst thing that could happen while having sex on Mars? If one of the rovers were to sneak up and join in. Okay, no, the rovers are super horny, alright? You don't believe it? Look at the names. Curiosity, Spirit, and my favorite, Titty Fucker. Like, you'd be going at it, and the rover's like jabbing his probe in. You're like, no, rover, not now. And the rover's just like, boop, 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 boop. Which is robot language for, why won't you love me? You think just because you're a human and I'm a robot, we can't do it? Because we can. Your penis is a battery. And I'd be like, no, Rover, it's because you're ugly. And he'd be like, you can't talk to me that way. I'm pretty law. I can sue you. Thank you, guys. My name is Marty.
You're funny.
Thank you. That's how I react to competition, but like, Dad.
YGD.
Are you sure?
YGD?
Yeah. Actually went to college early.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Really?
I got like sort of kicked out of school. Long story. I was real ornery. No, you know, I was like the kid the teachers would be like, you're just too smart for this class. Yeah. You know, he's misbehaving. Mm-hmm.
So I could have gone to public school where I would have gotten laid every day.
That's why it's public.
Yeah.
My parents
didn't want me getting laid every day. Definitely gonna happen.
So your parents talked about you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what parents do.
So I went to GED and then I went to community college down the road, one of these roads. And then you went to Georgia Tech. Where are you from? I'm from Cleveland. Oh. That's why I got excited.
The mistake by the Malay.
Don't say that.
You can actually, you were saying.
Because I heard you say the word fire as fire. Okay. And that's like a Midwest thing. And when I moved here, the kids humiliated me.
Oh, fuck.
Until they changed my fire. That's the way the word was
initially. What am I saying? I'm saying fire.
Fire. What is it? They're like, it's so casual. Fire is not a casual word.
I'm like, there's a fire!
Fire! And we add syllables to four words.
The amount of time it takes me to say fire, everyone's dead.
This is why the White House burned down.
Fire.
Everybody in D.C. was like, it's so fire.
You're like a prodigy fire starter.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Get to the point.
Monty, I think we're on the same page here. There's a lot of things wrong with America right now. And
America, I mean.
What do you find to be the number one problem in Obama's America? I think we need to change, is what I'm trying to say to you. Are you on board?
I don't think he's like not more than enough.
Okay, so that's it.
What's happening in America?
Not less men.
Where's the Mormon?
I agree. So that's really the number one thing.
Yeah, I don't care if he's reelected.
If you're reelected,
find some golden place.
Be more Mormon is what you're saying.
Yeah, more Mormon.
I'm just asking him to read some of the speeches on the medical hat.
I think it's fair.
Like the sorting hat from
like the sorting hat.
Or my dying alone. Nobody ever got sorted in a Hufflepuff. Those poor fucking people. Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Monty. You look incredibly uncomfortable right now. I apologize for that. I'm good. Okay, good. Will you please spell your name for the people?
Oh, yeah. My name is, it's Monty. That's the precursor. It's spelled M-A-T-T-Y.
And I introduced you as Matty Phillips.
Yeah, but you did it right tonight.
I've been practicing.
And you messed me up, because as soon as you did it right, I started to get like a semi.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I was like, I didn't expect that. And then I didn't expect that.
How long have you done this? You know what I
mean? Huh? 5 years.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want you to like me. I don't think you do.
I do like you.
I don't think you do. No, and here's why I don't think you do, is because, everything I put you for, there's not a lot of people. It's my fault. I love all of you. You're the same best.
I like them.
They're great. It's cool. And then every other time I see you, you're with like a bunch of other comics. You're funny.
Wait, who are the comics?
Like,
it's not me. I'm adding out sometimes.
We'll talk on the microphone later, but we'll end the show. We'll talk at the end of the show. Who's back? But and then I bring you up, and you're always like, "What? Can I turn around?" Yeah, fucking girl. And I just pronounce your name. But it's not like I'm not thinking who's next. I'm just reading it, you know. I just want to follow you.
Oh, that's cool.
You're really funny, and I want you to like me. I did.
Can we talk about Twitter? Because I know you were comfortable with that. I have like eight Twitter handles.
I
want to hear about all of them, and you guys are
going to
hear about all of them.
Let's
they're
talk,
all really cool.
Let's talk about the key one. There's my main one, which is Classy Bastard. But that's the decoy. That's when people are like, oh, this guy doesn't spend that much time on Twitter. But I do, with other accounts.
And you will not tell us any of them.
I'll tell you some of them.
Okay.
One of them is Al_
underscore Calabici underscore. That's the character from Quantum Leap, the hologram.
His name is... Oh my god!
Yep, Quantum Leap reference, y'all.
Basically, you can follow the adventure. Scott Bakula.
Are you really good at explaining?
I want to hear it.
AKA Sam Beckett.
Yep.
Okay, in this 21st century world of technology, Sam Beckett is trapped in cyberspace. Okay, in other people's Twitter accounts, conveniently celebrities' Twitter accounts. And he just needs to escape. You know, he needs to tweet the right thing. He needs to tweet what once went wrong and right, so that the next tweet will be the tweet home. So I'm there just to guide him. A lot of the celebrities get confused. I think it's just Sam is shell shocked. He forgot. So first he leaped into Olivia Munn. She is,
good one.
Yeah, she didn't notice.
Yeah,
and then he leaped into Joel McHale. Joel McHale was all on board, and he retweeted that.
Yeah, Joel McHale retweeted
it, right?
And I'm sitting on stage next to him.
Yeah, and then
you have to be Joel McHale. Yeah. That's the secret. Yeah, you're fucked up.
But now, Sam is trapped inside all shit.
So we'll leave it at that. People can find you online. You're very funny, obviously. They're very funny. People should actually, if you want followers on your Twitter account, you should.
Sure. It's Classy Bastard, not to be confused with Classic Bastard.
That is a fair statement.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, John, put your hands in my book. I go to a lot of comedy clubs scouting new comics. I go to a lot of clubs looking for the best and the brightest. I saw this next comic at one of those clubs. Some of the Boobies. Pretty great club. He's a pretty great comic. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny, very controversial, and on the pulse of the generation, Adam Friedland.
Put your hands together if you have a good night. Put your hands together if you have a good night. Thank you. Shoot, man. Shoot. Shoot. Man, is anyone in the house married tonight? Shoot, man. Don't get married, man. Marriage is stupid, man. Don't get married, man. Marriage is stupid. My wife, she's so stupid, man. Anyone here married to a stupid person before? Anyone here, put your hands together if you're married to a stupid person before. Shoot, man, don't get married, man. Don't get married. You ever walk in on your wife eating poo-poo and lifting weights? You ever walk in on your wife eating poo-poo and lifting weights? Shoot, man. Stupid, man. Stupid. Marriage is stupid, man. Does anyone in the house have kids? Does anyone have kids in the house? Shoot, man. Don't have kids, man. Shoot. Don't have kids, man. Kids are stupid, man. Shoot. You ever walk in on your son jerking off to the Situation Room with Wolf Blitz, son? Shoot, man. Shoot. And I'm like, Denzel, what are you doing? What are you doing? Jerk off to something normal, man. Like Mrs. Doubtfire. I got another question. Do you guys know what happened to that lady that played Mrs. Doubtfire? Do Hollywood is so sexist, man. Shoot. Shoot. And she's not conventionally attractive. Shoot. Hey, women. How about money? Anyone in the house got money? Clap your hands in your pocketbooks, bro. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Shoot, man, I got so much money. I got so much money. You ever have so much money that you call Lunchables bento boxes? Shoot, man. I don't even know why that's a funny joke. Just bento box is a funny word. Thanks for the chuckles. Are there any fellas in the house tonight? Fellas, put your hands together if you're in the house tonight. Let's give it to the fellas. That's right. That is right. Know is that if you a fella, you have got to get the pussy. Am I right, fellas? Am I right? You have got to get the pussy. Am I right, fellas? Am I right, fellas? Fellas, you ever see a pussy with hair on it? How you feel about that? Fucking I don't want no hair on my pussy. I don't want no hair on my pussy. You ever see a pussy with hair on the inside? Shoot, man. Shoot. Shoot. Reduces friction. Shoot. And I see you ladies tonight. How you doing, ladies? You all look beautiful. Shoot. Now, if you a lady, there is one thing that you have got to get, and that is dicks. Dicks. Sure. Ladies, let me hear for some dicks.
Dicks!
Alright. Ladies, you ever see a dick that's a shower, not a grower? You ever see a dick 8 inches flaccid, 3 inches hard? Sure. Good. Smoke it every day, 4:20. Smoke it every day. Man, I love weed, I love weed. You guys ever been so high that you suck a ghost dick? Means many people,
pick me next time. Thanks. Have a good one, everybody.
I did this exact set at a house show, like at a rock DIY show this week, and like 60% of the crowd was in on the joke, and then like 40% of the crowd was like, and I was like, ladies, like, do you like dicks? Which is like,
that's a valid question.
To make it like, there was another girl in the crowd, I was like, yeah, heterosexuals! And I was like,
She thought
I believed all these terrible things. And I was like, I don't know what hair I'm using. She's like, well, that's not your decision. She's like, shoot, man. Yeah, I don't know. God damn, that was rough. But I think it was all right. That's like a tough. Is that right? It's like a tough place to be comedy.
Yeah,
music
show. Yeah, we did.
Oh,
we both did it this week. I'm sure you went over much of the night.
Music and
comedy. It's a weird show because like, people are either like really, it's easier laughs to get, but it's hard to get people to shut the fuck up because it's very nice to
say that. You are great, but people,
you gotta get a
record. I guess I'm just more transmissive than people.
You are, absolutely.
Yeah, also, Brandon, can you tell the bartender that I can get a clean beer on your tab?
Yeah, it's cool, yeah.
She asked me for my name last night. She's like, I just want to make sure that.
Oh, that's a different bartender.
Yeah, she's the. Yeah.
No, she gets
I'm just giving her a hard time. Everyone, tip her well. She's lovely.
She likes that dick. Yes.
You are not getting a drink.
She's a lady.
So yeah, she likes dicks.
Or whatever she likes, she's entitled to.
I took your set literally.
No, I didn't actually see her answer. So when you said
that's like,
who likes dicks,
that's like someone saying, why did the chicken cross the road? Oh, seriously, I just observed a chicken crossing a road, and I am quite literally explaining it to you. It's just, whatever.
Nope, that one's...
What is supposed to be funny?
No, we're still working on that one. Lock it up.
It's not a joke.
Lock it up.
It's not a joke, it's just an
analogous... Back to ladies with dicks.
It's an analogous...
Ladies, who has dicks? Oh, is that it? Oh, Mary Alice does. A dick.
You're funny. Where do people find you on Twitter? Yes.
Where can they find me on Twitter?
Yeah,
on Twitter. Oh, at Adam's Thoughts.
Now you're...
At Adam's Thoughts, I just had some gem tweets from the stage. I actually quoted Jen on one.
On your tweet?
Just now. That's what I did it ago.
Oh.
When I got on stage. I didn't give you credit, though.
Was it a bad one? Were you making
I didn't even say your name. I just said in quotations, yeah, I'm single. This is
really. Put your hands together for Adam Friedland.
Yeah, I'm single.
Channel 7, and then it'll make sense.
channel 7. Does anybody know how to do that? I don't know how to do that. You do it. Unmute channel 7. I don't know how to do that!
It's on the board itself.
Alright! We're good!
Mic 5.
Which one? No, I can totally do this.
You got this.
Where's mic 5?
We good?
Hold on.
Mic 5.
I'm reacting badly.
I'm good.
Strong devil, slow it, whoever.
want to hear. I have like a million songs. I have like a closing song, so maybe I always play that at the end of my shows. Or I could like do this like 8 minute long, really intense song. But I'll save that for a show. Come on, my show's on it. Thank you for being my arm. I feel like I could use another arm here, but it's all good.
Sometimes it's important to remember where we live. That's all.